Okay. Hi, Rachel. Can you tell me what your job title is, please?
I am a tactical air coordination officer in the Sea King Mark 7, which is a surveillance aircraft.
Okay. But, and what do your day-to-day tasks involve?
Well, day-to-day, obviously, I'm a naval officer first, so we've got divisional duties looking after our lads and our engineers who look after our aircraft for us. But then I could either be in the simulator or flying on a normal day. So flying sorties, when we're at home in Caldros, they're quite just keeping our skills up, making sure that we're sharp for when we have to do anything. Or in the simulator, we tend to do like aircraft control sorties, so controlling imaginary jets around the skies of Cornwall.
Okay, and you've just told me that there are tons of female officers in your section of the Navy. How many other women do you work with?
Well, in my office, I work with three other girls. There's four of us working there, so it's quite a high percentage for the Royal Navy in my squadron. But other squadrons will only have like one or two officers that girls working there. But numbers are increasing all the time, so it's getting to be more and more of us on the front line.
Fantastic. And we're here at the Barbican in London today, surrounded by a tropical jungle type thing behind us. What does it feel like to be graduating with the rest of the AU community?
It's quite strange that there's all these civilians here and then there's us strolling around in uniform getting some funny looks, but it feels really good to get some accreditation for the hard training that we all have gone through. And it's a credit to Ivor that he's managed to get accredited and now we're all getting our foundation degrees. It's nice to be recognised for the work we've put in the Navy, in the civilian world.
And what qualifications did you have before you went into the Navy?
I studied for A-levels at my school in Manchester. So I had A-levels in maths, physics and chemistry, but that was it as I joined the Navy.
And do you think that you might turn this foundation degree into a full degree at some point in the future?
Yeah, I'm already planning on doing that. Through some accreditation that we're getting for our certificate of competency, I hope to then top that up and maybe go into something along the lines of meteorology. It's key to my work anyway. Obviously, need good weather to fly. I'd like to understand it a little bit more.
Fantastic. Okay, that's great. Thank you for talking to me.
No problem.
Brilliant. We're meeting down to the third floor now, apparently, to do some photos because all our officers are here now.
Yeah, thank you. I'll come down with you. Oh, actually, I just need to take a quick... Can I just take one shot of you just to go with this audio? Oh, yeah.